Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, this is She, and it is a Friday evening on the North American continent, and it has been like summer day here, which is really interesting because it was winter the day before. So as we all continue to spin through space, we're going to talk about the practice. Over the course of the last year, I brought up a lot of different topics relating to healing from codependency to sexual healing, to healing from rape, from moving through codependency that could lead to addiction, all of the different things that we're maneuvering through on this planet basically lead us to the same place, that if we can eliminate our fears, our doubts, our sorrow, our anger, that then we can actually fully be living and we can remember to love ourselves. So everything external that we desire, we crave, or we want oftentimes are to placate ourselves so we don't have to look inward. So the beautiful part about doing this inner work is that you learn to love yourself and you realize how you want to show up and how you want to interact with people and who you really are. Because sometimes we don't even know that. We're so conditioned by society to tell us, oh, do this, do that, this is going to happen, focus on that. And we forget to say, who am I? What do I want to do? Where do I feel most resonant? What makes me really, really happy? So today we're going to talk about the practice. And anything that I share with you on these self-love episodes is truly about a practice. So if you hear something that inspires you, I encourage you to dive in there. Try to practice that in your daily life. Make subtle adjustments. If we make overt adjustments, it's going to be jarring to our entire system, very much like those that love to diet. If you go on a diet and you start putting yourself in a system where denying yourself something that you might be addicted to, that which you've been depending on, you're going to go through an emotional, physiological, a mental process that may not be congruent with your current state of affairs. So this is why we want to practice. We want to be gentle with ourselves. We want to try things out and see how it goes and then move from there. So tonight we're going to talk about why we need to practice and why it's really important to love ourselves and what's going to be the outcome. And as I just mentioned, is that one, you'll do another layer of healing. You'll learn to love self on a more authentic, truthful manner. And you will get to know yourself. You'll really get to know yourself so you can transparently represent it to people you're interacting with. Until we are comfortable in our skin, it's really hard to do that. It's easy to be chameleon and move in and out of situations, or maybe put yourself in relationships that aren't truly aligned because you don't even know where you're ready to stand. So that's why we do this inner work, to figure out who we are. And the ultimate blessing of this is the closer you get to knowing who you are, not only in this density, in this suit, this human suit, you'll get to know how you play around in the universe, and you'll be very certain of it. And then that way, no matter how you come in next, what incarnation you take next, that you will remember that vibration and be able to do it a little bit better the next time around. And so before we completely dive in, we're going to, one, listen to a little song that I'll introduce in a second, and then two, I want to give you the overall flow, is that we're going to focus tonight within the practice on the five elements. We're going to connect with earth, water, fire, air, and metal as related in Chinese medicine, or the ethers as related in Ayurveda. And we're going to go through these elements to give you little clues to the ones you're attracted to that you can maybe bring them into a practice in your daily life to help create some balance in your life and connect to a creation cycle, a cycle of regeneration, one that can be in harmony with your entire system. Ultimately, we have all elements within us, and sometimes we're a little heavier in one area or the other. As I always joke around with my daughter, she's fire. She always says she's fire and I'm water. So it's a fun to play around with each other, but about it. And once we know a little bit more about ourselves, then it helps us keep in balance. So tonight we're going to go through those elements as kind of a map, a wayfinding. We're going to dive in at a surface level tonight. So we're going to be, you know, in Hawaii, sticking our feet in the warm water, maybe sitting on the sand and letting the waves crash over us. And then next week, we'll maybe go out snorkeling. We'll go a little bit deeper. And the following week, maybe we'll go out scuba diving, exploring these elements. These elements are in our everyday life, so we can use them as a beautiful way to connect with ourselves, our environment, each other, and bring balance and harmony to our entire ecosystem. So the first stop tonight is going to be listening to a song by Xavier Rudd, and it's called Comfortable in My Skin. And I really love this artist. Yeshe is another artist I love. Yeshe introduced me to him. He is out of Byron's Bay, Australia. I really enjoy him because he stands by who he is. He doesn't mince words, and he's not afraid to speak the truth. He's actually, as I understand it, been somewhat blackballed from some of the music communities because of what he sings about. So I applaud people like this. I hope that more of us can stand up in our integrity, in our truth, and not be afraid to be that which we are. So what I'd like you to do right now is connect with your skin, connect with who you are, and are you comfortable with it? And imagine maybe some other animal that you might feel connected to, maybe in the puma realm, and see how you can relate to yourself and that animal that pops into your mind's eye. And are you comfortable? Are you comfortable in your skin? After you listen to the song, we'll be right back and we'll answer that question.
Thank you.
Comfortable in My Skin. Are You Comfortable in Your Skin? That was by Xavier Rudd. And, did you get it? If you're comfortable in your skin, there's no suffering. Pure joy. So if you can connect with one, are you comfortable in your skin? Completely comfortable, meaning that you don't need to pass judgment on others. You don't need to gossip about others. You don't need to know what's best for others. You feel joy in your heart. There's more happy moments than sad. And you're okay with how you are and everyone else is. When we get to this place where we just can enjoy each other, we can just be happy with who shows up and how they show up, and know that if at any point we're trying to change someone, that there might be a red flag and that we might need to evaluate why we're there. So tonight, as I mentioned, we're going to go into the elements to connect with a practice that can help refine ourselves, align ourselves to our inner being, our highest vibration. And these elements are so powerful because they can give us a map. So in Chinese medicine, Ayurveda, and within the energetic systems, we assign these elements to aspects of our energetic body, and they are connected to the food we eat, the environment, our emotions, everything really, and they create this beautiful system that helps us determine where we're out of balance and how we can bring it in balance. So what we're going to do is we're going to walk through each element, and we're just going to skim. Like I said, just imagine yourself sitting on the sandy shores of a Hawaiian island. I guess I'm wanting to be at home, my homeland. And imagine the warm water just washing over your body and just connecting you back to that pure state, like when you were in your womb, in the womb of your mother, feeling nourished, your purity, and ready to embark on your next adventure as a human incarnation. Now, this beautiful being that you are, first of all, is connected to the earth. You were born into a world system that is connected to what we call planet Earth. And planet Earth is this beautiful female planet, Gaia, Sophia, Pachamama. She's pretty amazing. I'm in quite honor of her because she provides us everything we need to sustain. And she has an electromagnetic relationship with us, so we don't fly off into space, right? So Earth is the ground we walk on. It actually brings us back to Earth. Sometimes when any of the other elements are out of balance, we need to ground. We need to bring ourselves back to this place of sustaining our life force here within this perceived reality. So the earth element, we're going to talk about it in the sense that you're on it. So right now, if you can connect to it, how often do you pay attention to the earth? How often do you even recognize that you are a part of this system, and how important is it to you? So note that, connect with that. Do you notice it? Do you feel grounded right now in your life? Do you feel balanced? Do you feel in harmony? And do you feel like you get enough of Mother Nature? Simple ways that we can do the connectivity to the earth is one, to meditate, to actually physically connect to the earth by taking off our shoes and our socks and walking around barefoot. And for those of you that are in really cold climate, you might need to wait to do this. And we can also lay on the earth, just lay and breathe in and out and just feel her support, and also allow our connectivity to the earth to balance us when we're off balance. So if any of you noticed this past week, the sun has picked up a lot in the past 7 days, some very large sunspots. So we live in cities that are magnified with a lot of Wi-Fi, satellites, Tetra towers, all this different information, electrical information flying through the skies, and we're walking around in it. Now, that wasn't part of the original design for planet Earth. It wasn't the design to have an inorganic object interact with any of us. So right now, and especially in the past 4 years, this has been a very intense process for all of us, because the increase in technology has encumbered many things on this planet, from bees to the human species to many of our animal kingdom, how they migrate, where they need to go. And then we have Father Sun, the Sun, and Mother Earth going through their own changes on top of all the technology that we've put on our planet. So if we notice this, that if we don't take time to connect with her, we can get way, 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 way out of balance. So really think about how you can do that in your daily life. If you work in a high rise, if you're in a large industrial city, you know, she needs your connectivity in those locations. So it doesn't always mean you have to go to the mountains. Just go outside, take your shoes off, stand on the earth, find a nice patch of grass or dirt to lay on. Even concrete's fine. Lay down and just connect with her and breathe in. That can help her, it can help you, and it can help all the people around you. Great way to bring Earth into balance. Next week when we go snorkeling and talk about Earth, we'll talk a little bit more about food. But the food that you put in your body can help you ground. My father was just telling me an interesting story, and I'm going to have to look it up and find the article. But the airlines has decided they wanted to add more technology available to you when you're flying on a plane, so you can have Wi-Fi, make phone calls. So meanwhile, while you're receiving all the radiation from the plane flight, you're going to get additional amplification with Wi-Fi and digital signals. Now, what was interesting about the article was not that, was that rather than test this on humans, they decided they would test it on potatoes. I recommend root vegetables a lot to people that come to me one-on-one. Now, what he told me, he said that the reason they chose the potato is because we are most like a potato. And if you think about it, really, we truly are. Their skin's full of minerals. They're made up mostly of water, just like we are. So I thought it was really quite amusing that they're going to test sacks of potatoes because they can get the weight right, like a human, and then they can see what it does to the sack of potatoes and where they need to make adjustments so it doesn't cause harm. So this is just a friendly, fun reminder that if we consume certain foods, they can help ground us. So if you are feeling a little airy, you have a lot of thoughts going on in your head, you're unsettled, you're electrically sensitive to what's going on, you feel a lot of moving through your body. If your kids have a lot of energy and they have trouble focusing, root vegetables are really important. Potatoes, beets, taro root, anything that comes from the earth that's buried is going to be a really beautiful thing to help you bounce those symptoms and bring you back to earth. So next, let's go to water. Mama. This location in your body is the sacral region, the womb, our sexual center, our creation center. And when we need to balance this area, we will notice that we might have fetishes, obsessions, insecurity, dependency, addiction. We might have many manipulations throughout our society, which are very present, that keep our water element way out of balance and keep how we relate to one another way out of balance and keep our creation energy way out of balance. So if you can think about water, and then you can reflect back, what is your relationship with the mother, with the feminine? Do you honor the mother? Do you honor the feminine? Do you hold her sacred? I read a post from someone today. They were very upset with their parents because they weren't honoring them. Now, one thing I like to remind everyone that, one, you choose your parents. You choose, especially your mom, and you choose your father. You chose them when they were in that love tryst, if that's how you were conceived. And that your mother went through a lot of suffering to bring you here. So just by that alone, it's very nice for you to honor them, even if they're not showing up the way you think you should be treated. You might want to remember that there's a reason that you chose them and that you have something to learn from them. So to verify if your water element is out of balance or in balance, one, check in, how is your relationship with the mother? How is your relationship with the feminine? Can you honor them? Do you treat the feminine that you interact with intimately and as friends sacred? Do you hold them sacred? Do you support your sister? Do you support your mother? And if the answer is no, do you treat all women the same? I used to work for a rock star, and they used to have two types of women. One that they would take back to the hotel room and satisfy their urges. And two, they had the woman that they would take home to their mother. For me, this doesn't work, really. Having two kind of women makes a problematic planet. So we all need to honor the feminine the same way. We can't have one that's the consort, one that's the prostitute, one that satisfies our lust and our desire, and then the other one you take home. It creates a problem within our natural course of relating to each other and creates a lot of dis-ease. So if you fall into this area, you might want to think about, how can I honor the feminine in all situations? And if it weren't for the feminine, I wouldn't exist. I wouldn't have a mother. I wouldn't have a father. And I would still be in the bardo or somewhere in space. So if you know that you have any type of addiction, and our society is pretty much all addicted to technology right now, insecurities, obsessions, fetish, dependency, or fears, doubts, all those things, You have some improvement that you can do on within this area of the mother. And we'll dive deeper next week, literally and figuratively. We're going to maybe get all the way over to Hawaii and start snorkeling. So think about that. How you can start to balance this is simply by connecting with water, holding water as sacred. Water is this beautiful, beautiful element that will adapt. It's adaptogenic. So if you're nice to it, like Dr. Omoto has showed us with the water crystals, if you speak and hold it sacred, then it will reflect back sacredness to you, right? So it's kind of how the feminine works. If you're sweet and kind and honoring, she'll be sweet, kind, and honoring back to you. That's that biblical phrase, I believe, do unto others as you want them to do unto you. That's similar to how water is. So think about how you treat water. It'll relate back. Do you even notice water? Do you understand how sacred? Do you pollute water? Do you take time to give gratitude for this element that's the majority of your body's composition? There's an article in written up on Chernobyl, and there was a sacred lake after that accident where a community of people lived around that lake, and they refused to leave because they said that lake had done nothing but only supported them and cared for them. And they had such a deep relationship with this body of water that when they went back to test the water showed no signs of this radiation, this nuclear energy that had been released. Nor did the people show any signs of harm or aftermath from this accident. So we can think about how powerful water is how powerful the mother energy is, and how we can decide if we want to balance our energy with it. So we have to be really brutally honest with ourselves in this region, and it's going to take some time. We have a lot of healing to do in the sacral region, a lot of mama healing to do on this planet. And it can start by connecting to Mother Earth. It can start by connecting with water, just the element when you drink it, when you bathe in it, when you wash your hands in it, when you wash dishes. Think of it as a purification. And one of the most powerful meditations that you can connect with, and it represents impermanence, is meditating by a waterfall, connecting with the cycle that we're in samsara. We are in a world system that still has suffering. We have a cycle of life. We haven't reached a collective nirvana. And so the waterfall symbolizes impermanence, and it also reminds us that there's regeneration. Water can regenerate us, and that we can move effortlessly to the next if we allow ourselves to. So, earth and water. Now, we're going to talk about fire, Agni, your life force. This element is basically what gives you your mojo to keep moving throughout life. So that inner flame, this is connected to Papa, the masculine energy. What is your relationship to your father? What is your relationship to the masculine? What is your relationship to the sun? And how do you use your fire? Is it too high? Is it too low? Are you feeling depressed? Do you have fear, doubt, anxiety, stress? Is your stomach distended? Connect with how your body's communicating to you and how you're moving through life. Are you moving at a middle ground? Are you moving really fast? Are you moving really slow? This life force is what gives us our ability to actualize that which we are in life. It allows us to attract. It's where we're connected to our physical father, and it gives us the ignition to the creation energy that is right below us in the water. So think about the element of fire in your life, and are you in balance with it? And are you ready to bring it into balance if it's not? This is a practice. We'll dive deeper into it next week, but right now, just by noticing how you relate to this energy, how you feel about your life, are you brutally honest with yourself and where you want to go? And are you forward moving? Are you inspired? Are you around inspired people? Are you actualizing what you want to actualize? Or are you a little bit hesitating? Do you have trust issues? Think about this, and this is an area to work on. Write it down. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about air, wood, the breath, clearing the heart and the mind. Before we do that, we're going to let you have a little break, and I'm going to take a deep breath and connect with music to you. This song is just to remind you about breathing. It's kind of fun beat, a little movement. So connect with your inner fire, your Agni, your life force. If you're inspired, move a little during this segment and connect with your breath, taking full body breaths, breathing in and out. And as you connect to the song, connect to you, and just connect these two elements as they flow from the solar plexus, the abdomen region, up into the heart and into the throat. another day. Just breathe, feeling the movement and connecting with your Agni, a little heat throughout the body. And then bringing the breath up to the throat and into the heart. So we talked the earth, the water, the fire, the mama, the papa. Mm-hmm. And now we're going to talk about the wood, air, clearing the mind, the heart. So this element would, if we think of the trees, I've been having this beautiful little hummingbird. He keeps coming. And I've never seen a hummingbird do this, but he gets in the tree and he shoots straight up and chirps and goes up till I can't see him anymore. Straight vertical. Like, wow, he could slunk up a ball. And he goes way up till he disappears. And then all of a sudden, he loops back down and shoots back up through the tree. And every time he does this, it reminds me of how important it is to clear the mind and to clear the heart and to utilize your voice. No matter what happens, all have this gift of voice. We are sound and light. And that which we speak, that which we do, starts from our thoughts and is motivated by clarity that we have in our heart. So, as I mentioned earlier, when we listen to trouble in our skin, once we're cool with everything going on in our system, we don't really need to make waves for other people. We don't need to lash out at other people. We don't need to try to control them. We need to try to tell them what to do. We recognize what's happening in the situation and recognize when we're being ignited, when we have our own stuff around it. So within wood, we can connect breath. So that's where we're going to start this week in the practice is, do you breathe? Do you take time to breathe every day? Of course, breathing oxygen. But start to bring mindfulness in to see how often you're holding breath, how often you're constricted and feeling really tight. So think about it this way. Take a deep breath in and out. Deep breath in and out. Deep breath in and out. Just like that song Breathe from Tello Pop Music. It's a fun name. Just breathe. There's another day. There's always another day. A friend said to me once, well, what else can I do? Just get up tomorrow and try to do it better. That's all any of us can do is get up tomorrow and try to do it better. We don't need to cause ourselves too much anguish or stress. Yes, we all have our own tests in each incarnation, but ultimately that worrying, that anxiety do not serve us. So check in, how cluttered is your mind? Just maybe write it down from 1 to 10. How often are you thinking? At one time I knew a statistic, but I don't know the case study and how they determined this, but it was like 60,000 thoughts per day. Again, I don't know how they mapped this and how many people they tested, but you could map it yourself. You could just put a tick mark for every time you had a thought one day. Just walk around with a pad of paper and see how many you have. But you'll know if you have a lot of chatter or not. So ultimately, if we can keep our mind clear and open, we're ready then to receive. We're ready to receive discerning information. We're not consumed by being someplace else than where we are in the moment. And missing out on very important information when it's coming our way. So the breath is going to give us our connectivity to air, to wood. And what does wood represent? If you think about it, it represents this element that is connected to our plant life that gives us oxygen. So just like water is so important and earth's so important, so is fire, but oxygen, we need this oxygen to stay here. Without it, we wouldn't be here. Just like without sunlight, we wouldn't be here. It's the sun and the trees have this process, photosynthesis, that allows us to breathe and receive this beautiful oxygen. So if you don't take time to breathe, if you don't notice that you're not breathing, especially when you're experiencing anxiety and stress, it's going to keep this element out of balance. So the simple way to practice this is breath work, breathing in the morning, focusing on full body breath, oxygen in the entire body, filling up from the base of the spine all the way up till you're like a full glass of juice, and then releasing the breath and emptying that glass of juice. So let's do a couple rounds. Take a deep breath in. Full breath. And out. Fill the glass of juice up with air. And then release. Next round, imagine filling it up again, releasing the breath and emptying it in the reverse order that you filled it, breathing in and out. Deep breath in and out. Deep breath in and out. Good. And as you continue to breathe in and out, notice how you feel when you take that time to mindfully breathe. And so I encourage you, the next time you're feeling stress, anxiety, you feel like you're going to react in a moment, or your mind is preoccupied with something that is not in front of you, take a breath. And then if you're feeling uncomfortable in your heart center, we trap a lot of emotional energy here and we forget this is our gateway and our access to the entire universe, that if we take a breath, that'll help open up some of those walls. A lot of times people have been hurt and they're afraid to open up this heart center, and they're not willing to open up this heart center. I see this a lot in men that have served in military occupations. One, the gateways to their soul, the eyes are closed down. They don't want to make eye contact because they've had to experience something that's not our natural way. We're not meant to kill each other. So they start to shut down because their soul feels like they've violated themselves and someone else, which they have, but doesn't mean that we can't heal this and help move past this way of existing with one another. And then the next area that gets closed down is that heart, afraid to let anyone in because we realize that no matter what we've experienced, that maybe we've harmed ourselves or harmed someone else, and then we're vulnerable. But what happens if you move past that vulnerability in the heart, you can get to a much deeper level of intimacy with yourself and with others, much more transparent and authentic level of intimacy and heart energy. So it's one thing to say, all we need is love. But if you don't love yourself, if you don't know who you are, if you're not comfortable with your entire being, meaning that you're calm, then using those words really is superfluous. It doesn't mean anything. We can all work towards getting there. But to really understand what this gateway of love is to really go deep and be honest and open up that heart and expand it in a way that you could never imagine. This isn't complacency settling for 2.5 nucleus family. This is going in deep and connecting with deep space nine and understanding what's out there in the universe and bringing it back to Earth. And so we simply can do this by breathing into that heart, expanding that heart, reaching up. And if you participate in part of the practice, asana practice of yoga, breath work is part of yoga, meditation is part of yoga, and asana is part of yoga. And there's beautiful postures that you can do in partner yoga and in your own yoga that can open up this heart center and really help you expand this region. When we breathe also, we're going to be releasing any grief or sadness that's trapped in our lungs. And this will activate, what's our next element, metal, alchemy, harmony. So this breath is so key. So before we dive into metal, I want you to take some deep breaths. We're going to connect with one of my sisters, Anne Heaton, and we're going to connect with her song, The Alchemist, and it's fun. Again, if you're inspired, move a little, put a smile on your face, and take some deep breaths, and think about moving the energy from the lungs and the heart so you can visit Deep Space Nine. It's an exciting place to go. With that being said, just enjoy.
You have been fighting it with medicine. You have been fighting it by talking to friends. You have been fighting it by not.
Ruby and Hold Me Up to the Sun. That is Alchemist by Anne Heaton. And as we were speaking, we talked about the earth, the water, fire, air, and then we're going into metal, the alchemy. And when we do not have harmony within ourselves, there will be very little opportunity for alchemy, for the alchemist, because we're still carrying stuff around. So I just emailed or texted two friends of mine the other day. I said that my quote was that the objective to this human incarnation is to leave with less than you came with, and to leave with a bigger heart than you came in with. So if you think about that, that means when you come in as a baby, you have absolutely no material goods. So if you accumulate a lot in this lifetime, it's highly recommended to figure out a way how you'll give them all away before you leave. Because when we do this, we're in the giving and receiving mode, and you can create more alchemy. People that carry the alchemy of gold, gold does not want to be contained. It needs to be circulated so that it can continue to create its magic. So for those that hoard currency and metals, precious metals on this planet, they are actually creating a little bit of a quagmire within our world system and within the universe. They're creating a control cycle, which will lead to entropy, which will lead to deconstruction, which we've seen over and over again in our short recorded history. So if you think about this on a micro level within yourself, are you in harmony? And where are you resistant? Where do you hold grief, sadness? When this occurs, so when you're still holding on, then you're going to carry this from one situation to the next. You're going to carry it from relationship to your work to all these things. You're going to inhibit your own magic that's within all of you. So tune in. Think about, what do you have to make peace with? Do you have frustration? I know we all want to sing and dance and have fun, and we can do that. You can do that during this process of getting to know yourself. You don't have to be serious all the time. And depending where you are on the inner work path, you know, you might be in this area of trauma where you've just gone through an intense period in your life, and that's more of an inward time, a time where you need to spend more time alone. You might be on your way out of that cycle and ready for a little bit more of living, and that's perfectly okay too. Just be mindful as you step back out into the world, and how are you going to do it with more integrity and authenticity and more in alignment. So as we examine metal for this week, just by connecting with, are you resistant to something? Do you need to release sadness, grief? It's important to get that out. Are you harboring ill will towards other beings? That is energy fields that are tying you and them together. Let it go. Let it out. We don't need it. If you want to create alchemy, let it go. If you're mad at the government, if you're mad at your ex, if you're mad at your children, you are keeping yourself from knowing your true magic. If you can solve some of those problems, then go for it. Do it. Don't talk about it. Don't blame people. Create a solution. Create a call to action and move forward with it. If you don't have a solution, then it's best not to waste your energy on it. It's not helping anyone. How is it serving by off-gassing your anger and your frustration? So releasing means to release the grief, release the sadness in a manner that's healthy. We don't have many of those ways throughout the world. Even in lots of countries throughout Asia don't have mindful ways. They do have martial arts. Those are very beautiful ways to release energy fields. But your energy field's precious and your alchemy is precious. So discover a way that's healthy for you to release, whether it's athletics, exercise of any kind, releasing into the earth, and connecting with the martial arts. This will help open yourself up to what can happen within yourself within your own alchemy. And as Anne mentioned in her song, she talks about how all the distractions, the coffee, her lover's hands, all these things, she was looking outward, that then when she looked inward, she realized that she had the ability to create magic she wanted. So to recap here, what we want to look at is how can we utilize these five elements to create balance, create a new awareness of how we can love ourselves, how we can get to know ourselves, and how we can continue to do our inner work, our inner transformation and healing. Very simply, this week, we'll look at it that the earth, we can start there, it can help ground us. Spend some time with it, meditate, barefoot, be mindful of the food you put in. If you need to come back to earth, you spend too much time way out there, bring in some food to you that is from the earth, vegetables, anything that's been buried in the earth, potatoes, any other root vegetables. Those are wonderful ways to ground and reconnect to Gaia. Then the next element is water. Evaluate how you honor the feminine, how you honor your mother, how you honor the feminine within you. And do you have addictions? Do you have fetishes, dependencies, obsessions, insecurities? Are you mindful with your own sacral energy, your own creation energy, whether you're male or female? Do you hold that energy force as sacred? Tap in there. Just do an evaluation. If not, start connecting with the element of water. Play with water. Hold it as sacred. Get reacquainted with it and understand what it is within you and outside of you. Fire. This is your life force. This is your connection to your masculine energy. This is the connection to your father. This is your flow. This is how you can remove obstacles. This is how you can connect to the entire universe. This is how you can remove when you connect to your inner Agni, fear, doubt, frustration. So evaluate your physical body. Is your abdomen distended? Are you feeling anxiety, fear, stress? And do you feel like you have extra energy or not enough? Connect with that right now. Connect with the fire. And then you can look up to the sun if you're in a part of the world where the sun is out a lot right now, or even just a little. Connect with the sun daily. This is a practice you can start with. Next, breath, wood, connecting with the trees. Is your heart and mind clear? Are you free of judgment? Are you free of talking about others? Are you working on that? Do you realize that your thoughts and your words lead to your actions? And without a clear mind and a clear heart, we can't have inner peace, and we'll never have peace on earth until we achieve that. Not just one, not just two, all of us. Until we reach that point where we have a clear heart and clear mind, that's when we authentically have peace on earth. So connect with those trees, connect with your heart, do an evaluation. How you can practice that right now is you can start breathing daily in and out. Alchemy, start clearing house, releasing the grief, the sorrow, the burdens, anything that you're resistant towards, evaluate. Maybe you need to run towards it. Maybe you need to run through that veil, explore it, move past it. And then you'll be able to find a harmony within yourself so you can start creating this alchemy for your entire life. So the flow will go if you want to do a daily check-in. And next week, like I said, this is us just hanging out on the beach on the Hawaiian Islands with Shi. We're just hanging out. We're just talking about the elements. So we're going to start with the earth. What are we doing with the earth? Are we connected? Are we grounded? This is where we're going to start from the ground up, our foundation. From there, we're going to go to the water. So we've made it off the beach. Our feet are wet. We're connecting with the water. We're feeling that warm water wash over us, cleanse us, nourish us, and rebalance us. We're connecting with the energy of the mother, the sacred mother that gave us life, the mother that held us in her womb, the mother that you selected. connect with that element and bring balance and harmony and do your healing there. Let go of the addictions. Let go of the dependency. Let go of your misappropriation with your sexual energy. From there, take that water energy and go to the fire. Go to your inner light, your inner fire, your Agni, your life force, and connect with the father energy, the masculine energy. And from the fire, then you're going to go to your alchemy. Okay, so we have earth, water, fire. Then we're going to bring in the alchemy, making sure that all our grief and sadness is beginning to clear and be released. And then from there, once we achieve that, then we're going to breathe in and we're going to work it all together. So this is our creation flow, earth, water, fire, bringing in the alchemy, the metal, and then bringing in the breath, just like you're making a bonfire with all the elements. So for next week, I want you to, your practice to be this week is to evaluate these elements. Which one stands out to you? Which one would you like to connect with? Play with that element. Really focus in on it. Do some observations, some witnessing, and see where it takes you. If you have any questions or suggestions or anything you want to bring to the forefront, please feel free to email me at s@suzannetoro.com. Again, s@suzannetoro.com. And from there, we will head into the water next week. We'll go a little bit deeper and understand how these elements relate to our physical body and our emotional body. Until then, this is She signing out with a deep bow, a soft gaze, and a namaste. And we're going to sign out with a little random Rab and his song, Apparently Letting Go Now. So connect with what you're ready to let go with, and let's dive a little deeper next week. Until then, namaste. Thank you.